Hello, folks. This is Carl with the Stuck Mike Avcast here reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And I'm out here at the Mission Aviation or JARS tent that's out here right, actually pretty close to Clubhouse Drive, right behind it. And I'm speaking with Carol Mallory. And Carol, welcome. And what do you folks do?
Well, Mission Aviation in general supports translators and for specifically JARS and New Tribes Mission, Mission Aviation Fellowship. We all support people on the field that need to get in locations that you just can't drive to, or it takes days to get to where we can get to very shortly. And JARS specifically is the technical and logistical support center for global Bible translation.
Okay, great. So JARS has computer systems and that type of thing?
We have transportation, land, sea, and air. We have 31 aircraft. We have information technology. We have vernacular media, which is dubbing into films and audio scriptures, music of the culture, and purchasing and shipping, where we can pack up a helicopter, take it apart enough to ship overseas, and a variety of things.
Now, when you said you have different aircraft, it seems like you really do have a wide variety. I see a helicopter, I see a small plane. Do you know what different aircraft you all fly?
For JARS, we have long-range helicopter, we have a Bell helicopter, we have the RAV 44, we have three Kodiaks in Papua New Guinea, we have three PC-6s and one PC-12, we have a King Air, we have a Cessna Saloy, we have... I'm forgetting one other one.
Don't make him feel bad, but you have everything from large airplanes to small, and even large transportation vehicles. I see out here an Isuzu Trooper. Looks like it could be kind of fun out in the bush, and also a pretty cool little Kawasaki here.
Yes, we help determine in a location what type of transportation would work the best for them. And we do a four-wheel drive training course at JARS to teach people how to drive over those crazy roads.
That sounds like fun.
Yes, it is. People really enjoy it, and the vehicle has connected the students with the course in more than one time, and the vehicle shows it.
It sure does. Now, a motorcycle, what would you use a motorcycle for?
Motorcycles are used in a lot of places. It's much easier to get through on a motorcycle, and some of the bridges are only 12 inches wide that you got to go across, so you better be on a motorbike, not a vehicle.
Wow. And then, of course, the helicopter, I guess, would help you in those cases. Now, where do you land? Do they have airports?
We make strips, short strips, as long as it's needed, just for our helio couriers and the Kodiaks. And then the helicopters can land on a very small piece of property.
Yeah, like a little postage stamp. Now, these strips that you make, how long are they usually? No, you're not sure about that? Yeah, that's all right. Now, in this tent here, you said JARS. Oh, by the way, what did JARS stand for?
In the beginning, it stood for Jungle Aviation and Radio Services. But because we're so much more... many years ago, we changed to just being known as JARS.
Yeah, it's a cool-looking logo. It's got the look like the wing on the front there. I like that. Now, within your tent here, like when you're walking out, you see Fly for Life, Mission Aviation, and then I see Mission Aviation, and there is also something else in here possibly. What else do you have in your tent?
Okay, the IAMA is an international organization of Mission Aviation, and we currently have in the tent this year New Tribes Missions, Mission Aviation Fellowship, and Liberty University as a school that does avionics.
Great. Now, how do you actually help? I mean, what do you do? Is there food, medicine, that type of thing?
Yes, we can transport supplies and materials out to the missionaries. We can bring people who are in need of medical evac. We do that. We bring out government officials as needed. Whatever is needed to help people that are out there that can't get in. In fact, originally JARS began because there was a couple who took 21 days to get medical help by crawling, boat, renting a horse, and hitchhiking, and besides walking.
I guess an aircraft would be a lot quicker than that, that's for sure. Well, I tell you, the only organization I really know about is Mission Aviation Fellowship, MAF, some of us know here. And I've always told people it's the largest airline you've never heard of. I mean, they have so many flight operations, it's incredible. They're everywhere. and they bring food, clothing. They help dig wells. I had a friend that went out and actually helped out with a well once down in central Mexico. There's so much good that this does, and it's not, you don't hear about it too much though, but and it's incredible. And I wonder maybe if people would come over here and take a look, maybe they'd understand what you folks do.
Right. Yes. Most people don't realize because most of our operations are all overseas, and people know JARS as SIL, mostly overseas, and MAF is known, and New Tribes has, but they're looking to have 14 Kodiaks.
Wow. Now, if someone, how do you get your funding?
Churches and individuals support us, either in projects or and the individuals are missionaries, and we receive support from individuals and churches.
Terrific. Now, if someone here wanted to find out more about this organization, I know there's a lot here. So, and specifically, you're JARS. How would they find out about JARS if they're going to, say, go on the internet?
If they go to the internet, you would go to www.jaars.org. So that's two A's, J-A-A-R-S.
Okay, J-A-A-R-S.org. And then I see some other ones here. I know there's one that's Fly for Life, which is www.fly-4-life.com. And the other one I think is Mission Aviation Fellowship, which is MAF.org. And did I miss one?
New Tribes Mission, ntm.org, and then liberty.edu.
Okay. And if they wanted to come here to Sun and Fun to get information about this, again, we're right behind Clubhouse Drive, and they can come anytime during the show. You'll be here the whole time?
Yes, we will. We'll be here.
Terrific. Well, thanks for talking to us today, and I really do appreciate it. And I encourage people to come out here. There's a lot of good they're doing here. It's an amazing organization. It's much bigger than I realized when I first looked at it. And I'm here with Carol Mallory, and she's with JARS and also with the Mission Aviation Tent. You'll see it there. It's a big white tent and says JARS. You'll have a helicopter, small plane, and Isuzu Trooper. And Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio.